Welcome back once again. My name is Kaz.
This is Medibot.
And this is episode 47 of the Skulls Cast. Wherein Medibot and I are continuing our Return to Ravnica review with the Selesnya Guild.
Yes, the Selesnya Conclave. Their role in the city of Ravnica is to be a bunch of big dumb hippies who love trees and centaurs a whole lot and don't do anything useful or interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, they want to defend nature against the incursion of urban planning.
Which,
but
wait,
in a
aren't
boring
they, like,
way.
Aren't they thousands of years too late for that? I thought Ravnica was one gigantic city throughout
yeah,
the
but then they're
plane.
Like, yeah, this is a special habitat for this creature. You can't build a building here.
Well, what is the habitat of our first creature tonight?
I don't know about its habitat, but I can give you its text. And it is Trostani, Selesnya's voice. Double green, double white for a 2/5 legendary dryad. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you gain life equal to that creature's toughness. One, a green and a white, and tap. To populate. Populate is the Selesnya Conclave keyword. It means, put a token onto the battlefield that's a copy of a creature token you control.
Well, a 4 mana 2/5 is alright. That's not bad, per se.
Gets you a
I've played and enjoyed playing Pillarfield Ox, for instance. Sometimes you need the ox.
Sometimes it's awesome.
This is better than the ox. Better than Pillarfield Ox. That's what I'll say about this legendary creature.
Legendary mythic rare.
Yep.
Better than
Pillarfield Ox.
It's got repeatable populate.
Yeah, I guess it gains you a bunch of life, too.
You gain an unreasonable amount of life if you are actually populating with it every turn.
Or even just regularly playing more stuff.
Also true.
Thing is, it's not all that much by itself. That's really my problem with this card, is that most of the others could more or less stand on their own. I mean, Rakdos stood right up on his own 2 feet and used his feet to crush heads and so on. Jared was kind of a blur of text, but from that became a creature at the end of the day, and he could attack and you wouldn't mind it. Who else do we have? What was the Azorius legend?
A big giant sphinx with 6
oh,
power.
Oh, Isperia?
Yeah.
Oh, Isperia just didn't make any sense and was just powerful.
Yeah, you draw a bunch of cards and attack for 6.
Same thing with Niv-Mizzet. He was just very powerful.
Yeah. It makes a little more sense, I feel.
Trostani is left in the cold.
Well, because that's how the Conclave works. No one wins on their own. You have to be part of the group, and we all work together.
Is that like an excuse for being weak? Terrible.
It's an excuse for not being independently strong, but
okay,
I feel like repeatable
this?
Populate is pretty strong.
Well, we already have that on other cards, but I tell you what, how about we replace that populate thing with I come with a centaur?
Which just brings a 3/3 with her?
Yes, and you gain 3 life because of her other ability.
You're getting, like, 5 power, 8 toughness for 4?
Yep.
It's kind of big.
Yep.
But then, like, that doesn't feel mythic anymore.
Oh, it totally would. With green, green, white, white as the cost? I think she should just come with a centaur.
I mean, like, again, I'm a little biased. Nothing Selesnya does. It's going to be hard for Selesnya to impress me, although, you know, I'm not going to say it's impossible. I mean, repeatable populate, gain a bunch of life. Selesnya. The code is very Selesnya.
Yeah.
We can give it that.
That's factual.
And that, I think, is good. You know,
I'll tell you what. We'll make up for the power level with the next card.
Next card is Armada Worm. 2 green and 2 white for a 5/5 worm with trample. When Armada Worm enters the battlefield, put a 5/5 green worm creature token with trample onto the battlefield. Also, they're both very phallic.
Yeah, it looks like a penis. Definitely. You know what I read this as the first couple times? I can't stop reading this as this other thing, by the way. Is Amanda Worm.
Amanda, oh no, I see it. Kaz, you've infected my brain reading.
Oh, hey, Amanda Worm. Amanda Worm. I thought I met an Amanda Worm once. I mean, it's not a flattering name, but...
Well, she got a doctorate.
There are worse things to be called than Amanda.
Mm. 10 power for 6!
Oh, I mean, the card's obviously bonkers, and I don't feel I need to say that much more about it.
Also, he puts a token onto the battlefield,
oh,
so again...
Oh, you know what else? And, yo, both he and the token have trample. That was important. It was wrong in the spoiler. I saw that, and I'm like, oh, wait, it doesn't have trample? That doesn't make sense. For the sake of everything, I am glad that
his buddy has trample.
Yeah.
They both trample.
He has trample, buddy has trample, they trample. It makes sense.
They're in the Armada.
They are finger puppets.
They are finger puppets designed to teach children about the human reproductive system. It's an important topic.
Kids, I'm Amanda Worm. Hello.
Does need to
I'm
be taught
here to
in
teach
schools
you about the penis.
To children of an age.
Perhaps teens.
Perhaps teens. Perhaps next card. Collective Blessing. 3 double green and a white for an enchantment. Creatures you control get +3/+3.
Hacha!
No one enchantment should have all that power.
I like it, actually.
It's like
usually
a double big... It's your grand anthem.
Usually anthems are kind of blah, but
they're always cheaper, small bonus. They give, one...
But this is, big for a big bonus, which is suddenly... much more interesting. If all your saplings become 4/4s forever, that's bonkers.
If you can, cleanly, just keep playing creatures and then turn 6 drop this.
Man,
it's like,
you know
an overrun that sticks around.
You know what they should have in this set because of this card?
What?
They should have a Tended Knight
in
this set.
That would be awesome. You get, 9 power out of that?
Yeah, too bad we couldn't have anything that good. I guess it just wouldn't make any sense in the set. Even though the set already has soldier tokens and knights and things that enter the battlefield and make tokens.
Oh,
Solosny
doesn't have knights.
They don't?
I don't think they do. We'll find out. They probably have knights.
They don't in this set.
Okay. Next card. Loxodon Smiter. 1, a green and a white, for a 4/4 elephant soldier. Loxodon Smiter can't be countered. If a spell or ability an opponent controls causes you to discard Loxodon Smiter, put it onto the battlefield instead of putting it into your graveyard.
There's a huge missed opportunity with this guy, and that's to put a miter on him. So it could be the Loxodon's miter.
Oh, yeah, the Loxodon's miter.
Oh, wait, maybe his hammer is also a miter saw? That would be pretty great, too. Long ago, back in ye olde days of actual Ravnica, we had this thing called Stupid Elephant. And he was the biggest, most obnoxious asshole ever. He was a 4-mana 4/4 and gained 4 life, and then had this other ability that never came up. Man.
What a
Loxodon
stupid elephant.
Hierarch.
Yeah,
that's,
Loxodon
that's
Hierarch.
What his name
he
was.
Could regenerate the rest
stupid
of your
elephant.
Team.
Stupid elephant. Yeah. But, I mean, that never happened. He was basically just a 4-mana 4/4, which was way ahead of the curve at that time, and then also gained you life. He just put this stone-cold stop to the zoo strategy that was available at the time, and also existed in the zoo deck at the time because he's kind of powerful.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Then there's
what is
this guy
going to do? Oh, he's just going to be a big, dumb, beefy dude with 4 toughness.
For all that text, once he hits the battlefield, he's just a 4/4.
Yeah.
Hunger Strain. Sort of getting a vein, notes as I sent it. Notes of Great Sable Stag, although that importantly had, like, protection. So, that's sort of a different bag.
Oh, definitely. I mean, being a 3-mana 4-4 is by no means bad.
No, that is... huge! But, you block them all day, whatever. I mean, what you want to do is, like, ride the train to Value Town and, like, somehow make your opponent discard him. And then you feel like a pro.
I don't think that can ever happen.
No. Unlucky him to Torak.
Well, I mean, we already basically have that. If that's what you need him for. Because that's Little Kid. And Little Kid saw some play.
Yeah.
What was her name? I can't remember what that card is called right now. Move on.
Next card, Wayfaring Temple. 1 green and a white for a star-star elemental. Wayfaring Temple's power and toughness are each equal to the number of creatures you control. Whenever Wayfaring Temple deals combat damage to a player, populate.
I'm sorry, how big is this thing again?
Power and toughness are the number of creatures you control.
Oh. Oh. This is the... Right. That's called Scion of the Wild. And also Crusader of Odric. And here it is again.
Yeah.
And better than both.
I hear populating is pretty cool if you're one of those Selesnian jerks.
Wiltleaf Liege. There it is.
Oh, yeah, Wiltleaf Liege. Oh, that's who you were thinking of?
Wiltleaf Liege, yeah.
Wiltleaf?
Because it... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Wiltleaf, because right? Because it was the second...
It's Shadowmoor.
Round.
Yeah. Because it was a 4-4 that you get for free and had more upsides than that.
Yeah.
So yeah, Stupid Elephant will be a bad version of him. Wayfaring Temple will be a good version of Crusader of Odric. You're never going to get to actually populate with it, but it'll be this huge looming threat and will probably, you know, either eat their best removal spell or crush them.
Yeah, I mean... God, put a Rancor on that. Just do it. Give it Trample. Let it trample. Let it get in. Next card. Growing Ranks. 2/2 Selesnya Hybrid Mana. That's pay a green or a white. For an enchantment. At the beginning of your upkeep, populate.
Well, knock the S off of this card and you'll have my opinion of it.
Yikes. But Kaz, I love enchantments that do nothing.
I have to wait an entire turn before this gives me, like, a bird, soldier, or sapling. Get right out. I mean, yes, it's also going to give you maybe a centaur token, and then you'll have gotten a 4-mana late 3/3.
Yeah.
And every kid is going to try and make, like, repeated 8/8s with this stupid thing. I guess it is right out of the range of Abrupt Decay, which is something. But, then
but within range of
Golgari
Charm, so...
I guess the real question is how often are you really going to have the worthwhile token?
Yeah, it's...
I mean,
this is
like,
as good as Populate is.
We like Armada Worm because it just gives us the token. And it's a good token. Yeah. Yeah, I think without the good token makers, this is barely a card.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for some good old token makers, then. Next card is Grove of the Guardian. It's a land. Tap to add 1 to your mana pool. 3/a green and a white. Tap 2 untapped creatures you control. Sacrifice Grove of the Guardian. 2, put an 8/8 green and white elemental creature token with vigilance onto the battlefield.
That is quite a quest that you have to go through.
There's 3 lines of activation cost.
Jeez. pay this, tap the land, tap creatures,
stand on
fill
floor.
Out form here. Well, I feel like Azorius
should have...
Yeah, I
was about to say, it's like, did Azorius, like, design this for the Celestians?
They have to... They should have an activation cost that's quite that litigious.
I want there to be, like, an Azorius code that's, like, 5 lines of activation cost, and then it's just draw a card. That would be very Azorius, I feel. This card, though, getting back... I mean, you have to do quite the hokey-pokey to get your token out
of it. If you count creatures as mana elves, which you can in a lot of circumstances, and considering that you're tapping this land, which erstwhile adds mana, this is 8 mana for 8/8 vigilance. Yeah.
But it is a token, and that's important.
Yeah, so by the time you have nothing else to do, you finally get an 8/8 and then can start populating.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a nice thing to have at the end of the day, but you need 2 creatures as a startup at the very least, so it cannot save you after a board wipe, which is one of the most interesting things usually about lands that give you creatures. So once again, we have a card that needs a lot of creatures
needs a
in
lot
order
of love.
To work.
Just like everyone in Celestia. Everyone needs love, Kaz. Vote Rakdos. Also, fuck voting. But, you know, maybe just...
I mean, Armada Worm says otherwise, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe... I mean, you can do this on turn 6, or you can Armada Worm on turn 6.
No joke.
I like a Armada Worm. Next card, Temple Garden. It's the Shockland. It's a forest and a plains.
It looks extremely worse than what it used to look like.
Hooray!
Yay!
Next card, Vitugazi Guildmage. Green and white for a 2/2 Dryad Shaman. See, most of these aren't even wizards. For a green and a white for 8 to put a 3/3 green centaur creature token onto the battlefield. 2 a green and a white, populate.
I'm very frustrated that they didn't make them wizards. They went out of their way to make them wizards before. That was the whole point.
I think
point.
3 of them
like
are shaman.
You are a wizard. They were wizards. They're wizards, because this is civilization, damn it. What's happened to Ravnica?
Those damn dirty apes. They blew it all up.
They did. This majestic city is
repeatable
populate
and
away.
Token creation.
Well, at least it can make a centaur.
It can make that ever-important first centaur to start all the trouble. You know, it costs you a bit, but...
This would be alright as, like, the last card you have.
Its abilities are a bit expensive. You know, 6 mana for a 3/3.
You've just traded absolutely every resource at your disposal for all that. Mm-hmm. And then, at the end of the day, you don't have any cards left, your opponent doesn't have any cards left. They draw whatever, like, Court Hussar something. You draw Vitugazi Guildmage, and you feel like a champion. But until that happens...
Till then.
It's going to be a bear, and bears are kind of bad.
Bears are bad.
In this set.
Not I don't know, maybe you'll have something cool to populate kinda with weak. It. Next card. Celestia Charm. Green and white for an instant. Choose one. Target creature gets +2/+2 and gains trample until end of turn. Or, exile target creature with power 5 or greater. Or... put a 2/2 white knight creature token with vigilance onto the battlefield. What are you saying about knights?
Oh,
my
bad. I was saying that... Actually, you weren't far off. Celestia never got knights before this card.
Oh, cool.
As a matter of fact, there was only one knight in all of Ravnica. That was Sky Knight Legionnaire.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, there were other knights in the other sets, but even still. This is a really good charm.
Yeah. Exiling a powerful creature is a good mode. A combat trick is fine too. And a 2-mana 2/2 Vigilance at instant speed.
There are a couple of saucy targets that have Death Touch on their own that I would like to give Trample to.
The old combo.
Yeah, Trample Touch got really bonkers. Every one of these modes is useful most of the time, and that's kind of the astounding part, is that you just be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, at any stage of the game, it has at least one good mode.
And in most stages, it'll have more than one.
Yeah.
You can slam a bunch of Selesnya Charms and never feel bad, because at the very least, it's a creature.
Yeah.
Man.
At worst, it's a 2/2 Flash Vigilance.
Yeah, I wish that it had First Strike instead of Vigilance. The Knight token.
No, Rakdos gets First Strike.
Yeah, I guess.
We took it.
Yeah, they did take it, didn't they?
Speaking of taking... Our next code is Call of the Conclave. Green and a white for a sorcery. Put a 3/3 green centaur creature token onto the battlefield.
Ah, the return of Watchwolf. This time even more dangerouser than before.
Yes. It gets to populate like mad. Centaurs. Centaurs, Kaz.
So this is what I was saying the Conclave should have for... like, power, you know? It starts off on its own, perfectly reasonable, even good. 2-mana 3/3? Hell yeah. I run 3-mana 3/3s every day. I'm pleased to play 4-mana 3/3s. This is 2 for that? Jeez.
Yeah.
Watchwolf was always quite good, and now it's even better because you get to populate Tokenofy. Yeah.
I feel like that this is going to be sort of, you know, you get this card early to be on, to, and, but it doesn't even force you to go on the populate plan because it can just be a Watchwolf.
Yep. That's totally okay. Reasonable.
Play Watchwolf. Don't feel bad.
This is the source of all those stupid centaur tokens that I was talking
about
the whole time.
That we hate. We want to block.
I want to favorably block this card.
Yeah. Next card is a reprint. Heroes Reunion. Green and a white. Instant. Target player gains 7 life. Next. Risen Sanctuary. 5 a green and a white for an 8/8 elemental with vigilance.
Let's see. 7 mana?
7 That's mana, 8/8 vigilance.
I mean, this thing is going to have to get its hands dirty and... possibly we'll never get through a wall of populated tokens on the other side.
Yeah,
ew.
Just, but being able to, you know, vigilance plus massive body, it's okay.
Honestly, I'm surprised that they didn't print this as just another sorcery. So you would have, like, Call of the Conclave and then Call of the Risen Sanctuary or whatever, so that they could reuse the token from Grove of the Guardian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it is the Grove of the Guardian.
Yeah, in all but being a token.
Yeah. And being a token is generally
worse.
An upside.
Yeah.
Except when it's a downside.
Except when
maybe
they,
that's
like,
okay for
it.
A thing to be an upside except when it's a downside.
Honestly, that doesn't make that much of a difference with this guy, considering he costs 7.
Yeah.
Bouncing him may as well be permanently removing him the same. Sure will eat up all of your mana next turn.
Well, this next card won't eat up all your mana. It's Dryad Militant. 1 Selesnya hybrid mana gets you a 2/1 Dryad Soldier. It says, if an instant or sorcery card would be put into a graveyard from anywhere, exile it instead.
Wait, that's an upside.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, 1 mana, 2/1 with upside. Welcome to Dryad Militant. Also,
I mean,
nuts
okay.
to Snapcaster.
White gets just 2/1 at uncommon. Oh, I'll have to do some editing on that or something. I am allergic to this card. It's so powerful.
Setting off some kind of histamine reaction in your
arcanospheres. Maybe it's all the pollen coming off of her head.
Yeah, like, I can't hang out... Well, the Selesnya places, she's just Too much pollen, man. Gets in my nose. I have to go for one of the... I have to, like, do that thing where you pour salt water on your head.
You have to irrigate your nose?
No, I don't put it in my nose. That would... Who pours water in their nose? No, you just pour it on your head.
Salt water?
Yeah.
You mean surfing? Do you need to surf?
I find that it helps. I didn't know there was a word for it.
Oh, definitely.
Dryad Militant is very powerful and is here to hose Snapcaster Mage some more.
Yeah, I think it has a home in Constructed more so than Limited, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see the green-white deck forming a rushdown plan. Nah. I mean, maybe you'll get lucky enough to have multiples of these and multiple Call of the Conclave and just have this absurd fast deck and overrun people and not care about the crackback. But probably you won't. Probably you're going to get one of these and play it because it's alright. And then, I guess, surprise to anyone who wants to rebuy their thing, which doesn't really happen in this set.
Nope.
No.
Not at all.
It's a plant for Constructed.
Next card. Selesnya Kirun. A 3-mana artifact. Tap for a green or white mana. Because it's a Kirun. Pay a green and a white, and it becomes a 3/3 green and white Wolf artifact creature until end of turn. Hey, Watch Wolf.
Wolf artifact.
Wolf artifact.
Man, isn't the Rakdos Kirun just better than this one?
You get a 3/1 first striker.
Yeah, it's better. Moving on.
Next is Centaur Healer. One, a green and a white for a 3/3 Centaur Cleric. When Centaur Healer enters the battlefield, you gain 3 life.
And now we're getting more into what I mean by you have to be able to block centaurs, because there's this thing, there's Centaur Token, there's Selesnya Kirun, there's all these 3/3s all over the place. You have to be able to handle them, if not just block them.
Yeah. Well, 3-mana, 3/3, gain 3. Got it.
Yeah, no, this is a rather good common.
Yeah. Next card, Common Bond. One, a green and a white, for an instant. Put a +1/+1 counter on target creature. Put a +1/+1 counter on target creature.
That is literally what it says. It has the same sentence printed twice on it, meaning that it has two targets, and they can be the same thing or different things. And, yeah, that's how the spell works. It's also a common with the word common in its name, which is cute.
It's two counters good. For three. I think we already established that that's okay. Back in Scavenge Land.
Yeah, and this... Well, that was... Yeah, this is pretty much a card. Especially because it's an instant.
Yes.
So sometimes it's going to be, surprise, my guy is bigger, and then other times it'll be, surprise, he's bigger forever.
Yeah.
Or maybe even, bang, your guy can't block, my guy gets through for more.
Yeah. Well, the scary part is that this is a 3-mana common instant that is a potential 2-for-1.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to get your hands dirty to make this into a 2-for-1.
Right, but, I mean, if people think that, like, oh, I got the 4 toughness blocking your centaur, I'm doing great, and you're like, surprise... I don't know. There's a good
Well,
card.
They have to have it.
Wait, no, I'm not supposed to like Selesnya. What the hell's going on? It's because I like +1/+1 counters. That's what's going on.
Ah, there it is.
I like counters.
Well, you get yours for nothing.
Yeah, well, yeah, for free! I didn't need to block. Next card, Corsair's Accord! Corsair's Accord, Corsair's Accord, Corsair's Accord. 4 green and a white for a sorcery. Put a 3/3 green centaur creature token onto the battlefield, then populate.
So almost all the time it's going to mean put 2 3/3 green centaur creature tokens onto the battlefield.
Fine.
You are allowed to use the one that you just made.
Yes.
And 6 mana for 2 3/3s is okay.
That is cost.
It's a pretty strong spell. overrun with centaurs. Have ways to block these stupid things.
Fucking centaurs.
Centaurs.
Next card. Druid's Deliverance. One in a green for an instant. Prevent all combat damage that would be dealt to you this turn. Populate.
Unlike most fog effects, this one really only means to you.
Yes.
Not to creatures you control, not to planeswalkers you control, not to other stuff, just to you.
Yes.
So you can still, like, that's almost even better. Because you can still, like, make a couple of blocks that kill one of their dudes, let a bunch of stuff through.
And be like, whoops, I take nothing, also populate.
Yeah.
Also populate. That's sort of the thing going on.
I think this is an alright spell. I mean, this is one of the better fogs I've seen, actually. You'll maybe get a creature out of the deal.
Yeah, it's a fog that can net you, let's be real here, a 3-3. Let's just assume that whenever populate happens, it's a centaur.
Yeah.
For the purpose of evaluating populate. Actually, that's going to make a lot of these cards seem really good.
Well, it's a centaur or it's nothing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, okay, next card. Rootborn Defenses. Two and a white for an instant. Populate. Creatures you control are indestructible this turn.
It's important that this one says populate first.
Yes.
Because otherwise the new creature would paradoxically not have the defense shell from the card that it...
Yeah. It's important. Order is important.
Definitely. You do things in order. In the procedural order that it says on the cards. As far as the strength of this thing, again, you need a lot of creatures before it is playable. There's so many, like, open-ended pieces. I think that there just aren't enough things that are good on their own. You have to start somewhere, is what I'm saying. It's not... Your magical machine is not going to come out of nowhere.
Mm.
Going to come out of things like Courser's Accord and Call of the Conclave.
Mm. Centaur tokens. Next card. Eyes in the Skies. Three and a white for an instant. Put a 1/1 white bird creature token with flying onto the battlefield, then populate.
And then say, my birds!
Whoa.
No!
You can't do that!
Birds!
So, like, worst case scenario, you've got your, like, instant-o lingering spirit guy, Midnight
That's Haunting. Not bad, honestly. I mean, instant two birds? Sure.
Well, yeah, but we called that Midnight Haunting.
Well, okay, so it costs one more than Midnight Haunting, but...
Because potentially that other bird's a centaur.
That's still okay.
Yeah.
This is a perfectly fine card. Yeah. This should be the kind of thing that you build your Selesnya deck out of.
Mm.
Not this other shit. Rootborn Defenses? Get out of here.
Yeah. Next card. Selesnya Sentry. Two and a white for a 3/2 elephant soldier. Is that five and a green? Regenerate Selesnya Sentry.
Is this some kind of, like, joke?
Yeah, it's a joke. Regenerates for 6 mana, baby!
Did someone say to someone else in R&D, yo, what's the most expensive regenerate cost that we've ever put on any Magic card? Alright, let's make one that's bigger. Or did they just want to say, oh man, the rest of the cards in this cycle are from, like, neutral to awful. We need to make a worse one.
Yeah.
We need to make a creature who is worse than an aura. How can we do that? I feel like this guy is an answer to a question that should never have been asked.
Mm.
I'm being kind of hard on a 3-mana 3/2, which is alright and at least trades off with centaur tokens. But my god. What is the most expensive regenerate cost?
Who can say?
Well, I'm going to look it up in Gatherer.
Okay. Gentle viewers, please wait while Cass performs the research.
No, you keep going.
Next
card. Damn it.
Trostani's Judgment. Five and a white for an instant. Exile target creature, then populate. Yeah. Kill, get. You lose a thing, I get a thing. Maybe if I'm really hard up, you just lose a thing, and maybe that's okay.
That is a perfectly reasonable spell.
This is the card you slam this shit. You know why? Because it says exile target creature on it. Yeah. Is this like first like actual removal that we've seen out of the Selesnya?
I think it's the only removal that we're going to see out of them.
Cool. Next card, Horncaller's Chant. 7 and a green for a sorcery. Put a 4/4 green rhino creature token with trample onto the battlefield, then populate.
So, wait, 8 mana for that?
8 mana for 2 4/4 tramplers.
The Crash of Rhinos? I guess that's an okay top end, but can you keep in mind that your opponent is probably going to have bigger plays than that.
8 is a lot. It is a lot. 6 gets you Bad Horse.
Yeah, no kidding. And Bad Horse runs right over these guys. Man.
I mean, then again, Bad Horse is a rare. Okay, sure, whatever. But
fair.
I mean, back in Golgari Town, you know.
Well, hold on. What else is a common that we just looked at in Golgari, like you were about to say?
Like a whole bunch of crap, dude. Like you have Golgari Longlegs, is 5 mana, 5/4.
Well, no, I mean, where's the big ass?
The Terrace Worm?
Terrace Worm.
7 mana, 5/5 that scavenges?
Yeah. So much better. Rhinos. Wait, do they trample?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, I guess that's all
trample
right.
Trample over centaur tokens.
That's true.
Crushing with hooves and noses. 8 mana is a lot. Be aware that 8 mana is a lot.
Is totally a lot.
Next card is Sundering Growth. 2 Selesnya hybrid mana for an instant. Destroy target artifact or enchantment, then populate. It's just naturalized with populate slapped on.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What makes it even better is its restrictive cost, so people aren't going to be, like, saying, oh, I can splash this. No, they won't, because that's impossible.
Can't really splash this.
Cannot splash that. Okay. Why don't you...
And lastly...
Give us... Yeah.
We have the Selesnya Guild Gate. It's the gate!
It's the gate. So, while I continue to frantically search for the most expensive regenerate cost in all of Magic up to this point, why don't you give us your thoughts about Selesnya?
Said it before, say it again. Populate is as good as your ability to make tokens happen. And it's going to be pretty sad if you end up with some sort of scenario where you have a whole bunch of cards that say populate and not so many cards that say a token happens. There are cards that say a token happens at common, so it shouldn't be impossible to make tokens happen, but if you're populating something smaller than a centaur, it's not really super exciting, and a lot of these populate cards... some of them are sort of, you know, do something sort of good and then populate. You know, Tristani's Judgment is removal and populate. That's great. Play removal all day. But you need to balance out, you know, real creatures or effectively real creatures. Like
I think I understand why I've been so down on Selesnya this whole time.
Why is that?
It's because back in New Phyrexia, we had a whole bunch of golem tokens. And things that could make golem tokens in, like, every color.
Yeah.
And there's your centaurs right there, and some of them were downright awesome.
Yeah. They're splices.
Okay, as far as I can tell, this is, in fact, the biggest regenerate cost that has ever existed.
Great job, Selesnya Sentry. Have a trophy.
Almost by a factor of 2. Dutybound Dead, a recent printing, weighs in at 4. And below him, we have things like Suture Spirit for 3 Orzhov mana can regenerate anything. regenerate target creature. We also have Aaron the Relentless, who regenerates for 3 red. There are lots of other, pay 3 and regenerate this. And the only thing that bids fair to do an impression of worst regen cost ever is Numai Outcast. This was from Kamigawa. It was 3 black and 1 for a 1/1 human samurai with Bushido 2, whose regenerate cost was, get this, 1 black mana and pay 5 life.
Ooh, that's a lot of life to pay to save you 1/1.
I am pretty sure that this thing has never been regenerated. And I think that Selesnya Sentry is going to do a fair impression of that. Man.
Saving Grace is a 3-mana 3/2, I guess.
You're paying twice over its casting cost to keep it alive? God.
Same amount of mana, you can activate the V2Gazi Guild Mage's first ability and make a 3/3. Just make a new one.
No, same amount of mana, you can sacrifice your Grove of the Guardian.
Yeah.
And again,
get your big ol' 80 belly pounder.
Man, he's
so bad. Like, we've got like some efficient dudes and a lot of efficient dudes. Nothing like, and then your huge stuff is sort of weird and awkward.
I think they are like these guys are the dark mirror of the Golgari, where the Golgari are mostly just solid things and have a few outlying weird crappy things. The Selesnya is full of weird, crappy things, and then has a few outlying, excellent hits.
Mm. That said, I fully look forward to getting beaten by some insufferable asshole and his 12 centaur tokens, when invariably he can somehow block all my cool skeletons and blood lava elementals.
Yeah. Without any due consideration to who controls the most skulls.
Skulls.